We are back. You are listening to Davin's Den on the Break. That was Signal with their new song Down and Chris Taylor with When I Lay Down With You. Those are both Deuce Music recording artists. You can learn more at deucemusic.com, deucemusic.com, Signal, and Chris Taylor. When we were on the break, we got some information on the Benjamin Franklin drinking term.
Yes. One of our listeners said that the word disguised was used by Georgette Heyer. I don't know if I'm saying her name correctly. She was an author, and she wrote Regency novels in 1800 to 1825, and she used the word disguised to mean drunk.
She was ripping off Benjamin Franklin.
I think.
Or was she paying homage?
I think it was an homage.
I like that.
Yeah, I do, too.
I think you should start using disguised after you have your ice cream.
I think it's an excellent name. It's an excellent word for it.
Well, Benjamin Franklin, he's not a founding father for nothing.
No.
All right.
Clever guy.
Let's, I guess we're going to do this?
Yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to do the Ann Jackson.
All right, explain this.
Okay. Well, Ann Jackson is a Japanese national who was unfortunately ripped off by some, it seems to have been a love scammer.
No, I don't think it was a love scammer at first.
Don't you think it was?
No, it was a business scam.
Okay, it was a business scam. And then, and she also was supposedly in love with someone posing as a U.S. service person. And then she got involved with some other people that were pretending they were going to help her get back her money that she had paid to them.
Ye old reload scam.
Yeah, so she had spent a lot of money sending it first to the business scammers and then to these people saying that if you give us these fees, we can go and get your money back out of the banks that they went to. And none of that came to pass. In the meantime, since she had gotten burned so badly, she decided that she was going to educate herself about scamming and has been passing herself as an expert in being as an anti-scammer. And she had a lot of people that followed her because she did videos on YouTube and got into the anti-scam community. Unfortunately, she doesn't understand as much as she thinks she does. And she also got involved in leading some of these hapless individuals who had been scammed into the arms of the reload scammers, thinking they were going to help them get their money back. Anne is really confused. She is equal parts mad and equal parts mad. And she's crazy and entertaining. And we listened to her emails with Davin and with the scammers that Davin has provided for us. So I think that that's enough background for now.
All right, what are our categories tonight?
We have categories. What is Anne going to do during this particular segment? How many times is she going to say, Mr. Davin, is category number one.
Well, I can survive this one better than I can last.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
I was like, Mr. Davin.
Mr. Davin.
Fuck this guy. You know who.
Just give me another Paul Ball. And the second one is Damn It All Red, because sometimes she changes up her fonts for emphasis.
That's a color.
Yeah. So, Damn It All Red. And our last category, we haven't done for a little while. So-called Melvin Santos. So, I'm thinking that we're going to have six Mr. Davins. I'm looking for at least one Damn It All Red. And I'm hoping for two so-called Melvin Santos. So now, people who are regulars in the chat room, you can go ahead in and with your guesses. And
even if you're not a regular in the chat room, you can play.
Yeah, new people in the chat room, anybody can play. Play at home. All right, Lisa says that we're going to have three Mr. Davins, one Damn It All Red, and she doesn't think there's going to be so-called Melvin Santos at all. And Joe's Girl says four Mr. Davins, no Damn It All Red, but one so-called Melvin Santos. So I think that, for now, we're off and running.
Nonsense.
Stop gargling with lava and let's see how it happens.
I was blowing the fleet. All right, so this is from a conversation continuing from July 2nd, 2014. Here we go. Mr. Davin!
Number one!
In the beginning, I thought he was a good man because we talked about NCIS, Marines.
Uh-huh.
For me! That really fucking hurts.
Don't do that! No me's tonight. Yeah.
He was a hero, but finally I found out he was not. Then I did tell him he would find an American woman. American woman.
Get away
meet my scamming man.
Get away from my thieves.
I suggested him a lot. I am telling the truth. He is an...
Is an asshole?
He is an asshole.
Oh!
I think the and threw it in.
Yeah, the and.
Yeah, he is an asshole. He is...
fucking liar?
Stupid.
Oh, okay. Yet.
And he tried to add me when I was doing the test.
What?
I don't know.
She was doing the test.
The test.
Okay, he tried to add her.
I am looking for the certificate, and I want to send it to you. Then this is, she sends me a message that she sent to victim C, one of her victims.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get any contact from Brown Cotton or Eric Bohr? They are hiding. Let me know the truth.
Great. What kind of certificate is she looking for?
Maybe another gold certificate? Maybe certificates for fees? I have no idea.
Yeah, no.
Maybe a certificate of sanity? I don't know.
She does not have this.
Yes. So, this is a conversation now between victim C and Anne.
Okay.
So she asks Anne, are you okay? Anne says, how are you? And continues, the debtor came to me and they are hit me.
They are hit me.
They are hit me.
Hit me with your rhythm stick.
Yes, I am. So then, I told you get all the email contact FBI, IC3, David Moore, Sarah, Eric, ID, fake. Stop contact them, Anne. All right, so this is victim C telling her, stop contacting them.
Oh, and saying that they're fakes.
Yes. No ones from them is real, so I think you must be careful, and they are real scammers. Look what happened to victim Pauline. It's happened to you and me, too. So there's this woman going, listen, we've seen this pattern before.
Yeah.
We're not getting our funds back.
Wake up!
I think these are real scammers, telling the expert.
Yeah, yeah. And I wonder, I'm assuming that she took that really well. Like,
she always does.
Yeah, she always does. Whenever there's like somebody telling her, hey, you know what? Maybe you should wake up and smell the coffee, that these are bad people. And she always replies with, thank you. Thank you so much for that education.
Yes. So then she writes to me, Mr. Davin.
Oh, too.
Give me the evidence to prove that they are scammers. Did you consult the international lawyer? Let me know it.
Give me the
on speed dial.
Yeah, give me the evidence. Uh-huh.
Got your evidence right here.
Don't touch that. I'm the only one who can see.
It's like a tomato. I did tell you they are real because Parker Green went to London to visit Morris Mariba, but you said that the phone number is phony. Please prove the truth, and I have.
Yeah, because she is so sure that Parker Green,
yes,
who exists.
I'm the one who
of.
Always has to constantly prove.
Yeah, you have to prove to her that, oh, yeah, well, I know that Parker Green went to visit this person. It's like, do you? Do you now, really? Yeah, Lisa says she knows the truth. Yeah, she, of course she does.
Please post this fucking bank lawyer, too. Please.
Okay.
To idiot Morris Mariba. So this is what she sent to him, the banker. Morris Mariba,
right,
and she's letting me see your phony number. Your phone number is phony, and you are a scammer, according to the anti-scam hunter. Saying ha 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 ha. I want to say you are an asshole.
You are asshole Esquire.
Yeah, asshole Esquire, as well as an idiot bank lawyer.
Oh, okay.
You told me you have the good reputation of your job position. Fuck you, asshole. Because you do not know the funds transfer. You are a
fucking mafia?
Real asshole.
Oh.
We were looking for the authentication. Okay. Authentication on that. Real asshole.
Right.
Don't get a faux asshole. Don't get the Kubrick Zocarni of assholes.
No. You want the genuine, authentic,
yeah,
fully mined by, you know, blood tear mining.
You know, if you just bite the asshole, you'll know it's real.
Ooh. It does have that satisfying crunch that we were talking about earlier in the show.
Depends if it's been working out. I have the evidence you asked me to pay and pay, which is never ending. Shame on you. A lawyer is a fucking scam because most of lawyers ask people to pay in advance. Otherwise, lawyers will never help people. You're the one who is fucking assholes. Guess she never heard of, you know, paying after we settle.
Yeah, you know. I guess they don't do that when they're international lawyers or bank lawyers or idiot lawyers.
Fucking lies from Morris Mariba. The funds never hit my account. Fucking lies from this idiot bank lawyer working at Yorkshire Bank. Shame, shame, shame. The funds will be out of UK, but I never get any fucking funds. This is why I said this bank lawyer is a...
fucking liar?
Fucking asshole.
Oh, okay.
Fucking asshole, ellipsis, truth. Casey Word, sure.
Okay.
Fucking asshole, wait for it.
Truth.
Truth, truth. Yeah, we're looking for truth there. So-called UN secretary used him.
Oh, so close.
Didn't address him by his proper name.
She used his title instead of his name. Damn it.
Yeah. So-called UN secretary used him, and Eric Bohr went to see him and make sure the issue, which Green informed me. Green asked me to pay and pay with his fucking daughter.
Oh, is that the one who calls her mummy?
Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Yes. This fucking Morris is wicked. This is where we need Joe's impression.
Yeah, I know.
Of an angry cat. I thought the cat food was delicious, but fuck you. Oh, Wicked Morris.
Wicked Morris.
That wasn't bad.
No, that wasn't bad at all.
We don't need you, Joe. Of a half a dozen and one impressions.
Yes, we do.
We go to Joe for all dated impressions, and then when he's not here, I have to do them poorly.
We both look at the chair that he usually sits in. We looked at, it's like, it's this, the chair for Elijah.
Yes. We just leave it open, hoping that Joe stumbles in one night. We'll just leave some Jack Daniels and hope he takes a sip.
And maybe some, like, beef jerky.
That should feed the prophet that is Joe. This fucking Morris is wicked. The transfer is under progress or in progress. Fucking lies. He must be arrested.
Yes.
So then this is to her from Morris Maribe. Your funds will hit your bank as soon as the stamp fees is received. I am out of office. Kindly proceed with my advice as the transfer department will process all transfer tomorrow. Regards. I put an extra E at the end.
Processa.
Then this is from Morris Maribe to Anne. Please, I am not a scammer. It is 1 million Japanese yen. They can do the transfer. If you have 700,000, I'll try to assist you with the 300,000 because I'm not paying for shit. So whatever you send will be good.
So if you give me that, I'll put in the rest.
Like anybody, like real fucking official go, you know what? Let me pony up. We're going to start a GoFundMe.
Right. Let me throw in the balance for you. Yeah, really?
That never happens.
No, I'm sorry. Attorneys don't throw in money.
No, they throw away money. If you have the $700,000, I will try to assist you with the $300,000.
Yeah.
Please do not be angry, as I know how you feel, because I fucked a lot of people like this.
Yeah, and I'm so used to getting emails full of the word fuck directed at me.
If you can send it today, please ask Jennifer to meet me at the bank. Why not?
Yeah, just make sure she's wearing something bulletproof and, like, bumpers around her so she doesn't get hit by some vehicle this time.
Well, Jennifer's chiming in.
Oh, she is.
She's writing to Anne.
Okay.
Mummy! Please tell me if you have sent the fees. My dad has not contacted me. Only Mr. James Miller, her former love interest and soldier.
Right.
Sent me email. Please, Mommy, I want to leave here. Try to send the money today. Please, your daughter Jennifer, or otherwise known as Shyster.
Wait a minute. In parentheses, Shyster.
Shyster. Shyster LLC.
That's her rap name.
Yes.
Shyster LLC.
And then this is from to Anne from Morris. My job here is to make sure that your funds is transferred. Never has a scammer been more honest.
Yeah!
Listen, bitch, that's my job here.
It's to get the money from
what
you.
What can we do to get me into your money? How can we make that happen?
How can we make that happen?
Please follow my advice. This is the stamp fees. I did explain to Lady Jennifer, and she herself confirmed, your fake daughter.
Lady Jennifer now.
Lady in bullshit. Was that a Squeeze song?
Lady in red. Damn it all red.
There we go. Please, I am a plain person. My word is my bond. And we are bond to some dried out scotch tape right about now.
I know, really.
Regards, Barris Morrister. And he writes again to Anne. Barrister Morris.
Barrister Morris.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He writes again. I am your lawyer, and nothing like that is will happen. I give you my word. Mm. Just the stamp fees and the funds transfer is out of UK to Japan. Then I think this is to Jennifer from Anne.
Okay.
To Jennifer from Anne. What I said to you is true, but you never believe me. I have told you that the bank will not do any funds transfer because they will ask lots of payments. But you never know it well. This is scam. Do you know why? We need to pay for the funds transfer, but we do not need to pay for the stamp fee. This is scam.
So you're
pushing your bullshit there, sweet tits.
Oh, wow. So the stamp fee is what pushed it over for her.
Yeah, the funds transfer, I understand we have to pay for that.
Of course.
But the stamp fee, get a hold of yourself, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Get a hold of yourself.
Yeah, I'll throw all kinds of money at this, but I'm not paying a fucking stamp fee.
No, it's a little much. It's a little much.
That's what she tried. Everyone has their line in the sand.
Yeah, you're overreaching, Jennifer. Hold on, there's a truck. Splat. Jennifer got hit by a truck.
Yes, she did. Or
yes.
Did she?
Mummy.
Oh, jeez.
I want you to please believe me. I trust and believe in you, and that is why I want to come and meet you in Japan. I verified all of what the lawyer said, and it is true.
Mm-hmm.
Please, believe me. I am at the bank as I write this message to you. I want to ask the lawyer to give me a lift back to the school compound.
Oh, please. What, did she sit in the ATM vestibule waiting for the funds transfer? Come on.
Please, believe me, and send the fees to them, and get the stamp, and let the transfer move.
Uh-huh.
And then we have, from Morris Maribe to Anne, I have been at the transfer department for forward international transfers. The transfer is under process, and they told me that you need the stamp duty. It's just $580.
Oh, is that all?
I have transfer details here now, and I will be at the waiting for the payment of the transfer stamp duty. The transfer protocol manager told me that the transfer is ready just for you to get the stamp, and it is done. Please, be fast. Send it to the same name and address and send the info. I have to answer my call now. Jennifer Green is calling me. She is at the bank waiting room. I will be waiting.
Oh, my God.
The pressure.
They're turning up the pressure, and they're trying to make it very immediate. And it's like, no, you have to do it now. But it's like, really? You have people camped out at the bank? Really?
Listen, Jennifer had to walk. She's going to need a lift back to the school compound.
Yeah, you can't. Mommy, please don't let me. Don't not pick me up from school. I'm sitting here all by myself.
You know what I would tell Jennifer Green? All right, while you're in the waiting office, I'm going to get the money. See, go over to Morris Maribe and grab that nice bag of dildos.
Yeah.
Amuse yourself. I suggest sitting on them.
I know what you can do with them.
Yes.
Well, you know what really always a red flag for me is people who try to jump into like an upper level of a personal relationship too quickly. Like this woman who is... We were not privy to the conversations that started this relationship where they are pretending to be mother and daughter and all this mummy talk and my daughter Jennifer. But these are people that I've never met. And the fact that they have assumed this relationship.
Which scammers always do. They make you seem closer than you really are.
Yeah. So they're always like, my good friend or my, you know, my lover. You're my fiance now. Now, or, you know, this a different tact.
Pip, my love.
Yes.
Can you just send me $800?
No, darling.
Oh, but Pip, I need it.
I know. I'm assuming that you do.
It's just for payment of a hand job that I allowed you to give me.
Wait a minute. Now I'm giving and receiving?
Yes.
No, I'm just giving and giving.
As per your instructions, I did not squish a tomato in your mouth.
Thank you. You know I hate the cherry tomatoes.
Please, dear Pip, send the money immediately.
You know the grape tomatoes are no better.
I don't think size matters.
But give me a beefsteak.
Give me a beefsteak.
Yeah.
All I got is these little cherry tomatoes. Nothing.
Yeah, nothing. No.
No.
Anyway, so, yeah, but that's always, in real life and in the scamming world, that's always a big red flag. People who are trying to get too familiar too soon.
So then we get the Morris Maribe's information, which is the United Kingdom. And then they go... Mrs. Anne.
Wait a minute. That's not a category.
No. I have never kept silent since the beginning of this transaction. Please take note of the top. Stop the insults. They want her to stop insulting them. Your funds have been held in Australia this morning, and they sent you an email for you to pretend as if you don't get it. So they're kind of pissed off at her.
Yeah, well, it's like every time they get an email, it's full of, you know, crazy insults, but yet they keep talking.
So then we get from... March of 2013 to June of 2013.
Whoa.
A bunch of payments via Western Union from Anne to David Moore.
Oh, she has been sending things.
Yes. Yvonne Yeboah, who is probably a real name.
Mm-hmm.
And, David Moore and Yvonne Yeboah. So then they say the funds is gone now. The funds does not exist in Australia, but at the RBS Bank in Scotland.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the thing about money. It always got wings. It flies.
Yeah, it's all over the place. Yeah. Why does it keep moving?
Yes. So this is from Tax Force. They give her this. Tax Force of Held Funds.
Tax Force of Hell?
Held Funds. Hell is more appropriate.
Tax Force of Hell.
And they give her an address in Australia. And then they email her. And our reason of sending you this message is to alert you that your funds have been held in Australia. You're required to send money. This transfer will be made bit by bit. Not the first time we've heard that technical term.
Yeah, I know. I think that is banking terms.
It's banking jargon.
Yes, banking jargon.
It's banking jargon.
Bit by bit.
Bit by bit.
Oh, God.
So you have to know that the euro tax fees will be paid, and the fees for the Western Union and euros is 2,500. Your funds have been estimated as 800,000 euros. We wait your prompt response.
You're waiting for a proper response from Anna.
A proper response.
That's great.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, there's three.
UK, this is the subject. UK funds three, coming up, stupid Jennifer Green, who scammed my money.
Okay.
So she goes, after this, the scammer James Miller informed me that the funds is in RSP and Jennifer is going to clear for the future. The scammer always asks for payment when being online. He is a fucking scammer.
Mm-hmm.
So then here's a conversation between Anne and Miller. And Miller is saying, Miller provides Anne with RBS International Bank website.
Okay.
And says, Jennifer needs to go there. Anne goes, what is it? Miller goes, by train.
What is it?
Anne goes, does she have money? Miller goes, she cannot get transport. She needs $320. Anne goes, I only have $200.
Oh, so wait. So now they're bilking her for the money for the train for her to go to this?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Miller goes, I don't know what to do. Send to David Moore. Accra, Ghana. Always a good place.
Yeah.
He will send it to her if you can add anything. So they're just desperate. Send what you can there, sweetie.
Yeah.
And tells, I've told you, I do not have any more money. And then here's a conversation between Anne and Jennifer, or an email. Mummy, please send it to Mr. David. I am in bad condition. I have not heard from my dad. Please, message me tomorrow. I'm going back to my friend's house now, where I stay. Your daughter, Jennifer.
Okay. Yeah.
So this is included in the thing. And Miller goes, okay. Anne goes, then she will go to Scotland? Or... Miller goes, yes, she will take the train.
Sure.
You have email for David. I'm going to base now. And it's like, who? What the? And it's like, what the fuck is going on?
I'm going to base now.
And it's like, David Copper? David Moore?
Yeah, who are we talking about now?
Which one? Miller goes, David Moore.
David Moore, running through the land.
So then Anne sends me, this is scam because there's never ending payment. First Jennifer told me, and then the bank is going to release the funds. So then we see a bunch of payments for $20,000,
$18,500,
$45,000, $25,000,
$15,000. Ouch.
From David Moore.
Wow.
And with the various reasons, transport, stamp fees, food. Food, really?
Food?
$24,000 for food.
What? 24,000 yen for food?
I don't know what the money is.
Oh, my God. Yeah. This is tons of money that's going for every different reason they can think of.
It's almost like they're scamming her.
No, you think so?
I'm not entirely comfortable with this.
I am not either. Just putting it out there.
Mr. Davin!
Oh, there's four.
Give me the evidence to prove that they are scammers.
Oh,
after
honey.
All this.
Honey, please. Really? Oh, that's $231. If that was yen. Still. How many sandwiches is Jennifer eating while she's sitting in the vestibule of the bank waiting for the money to come?
I think I printed some of the stuff twice.
Oh, look at you.
This show might be ending quicker than I thought.
you're just trying to chop down as many forests as possible.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Let's see. So I respond to her. I go, I and others have given you plenty of evidence over the months.
Yeah.
You refuse not to believe it. It is up to you. But I can tell you that you have no chance of seeing justice on your current path of emailing the scammers.
I know. How many times do you have to tell her this?
Well, that's why I get very frustrated with her.
Yeah. Because she doesn't listen to reason.
And now she's responding to something else, because I remember I'd asked her about Rita.
Yes.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, there's five.
I will look for Rita for you, too. Then she goes, Mr. Davin.
Oh, my God, six.
I need to go to bed soon. These 2 weeks, I go to the hospital every day to take the treatment. I am getting better and better. I also lost weight. In fact, I am not fat.
Well, good for you. Wait a minute now. The treatment for what? Is the arm?
Yeah, before she had like a shoulder injury. I don't
know. Yeah, she was talking about an arm or a shoulder.
Might have swallowed some bad tomatoes. I just want to be healthy. Ha ha ha.
I don't know why that's funny, but okay.
I am being fine. I need to work hard. I go, glad you're not fat, LOL.
Yeah, really. That solved everything.
I think she wants a piece of it, Mr. Davin. She's trying to look a little sexy for Mr. Davin.
Oh, is she? Is she slimming down so that she can be your type?
Yeah, absolutely. She knows. She knows what I like with my crazy. Not too much junk in my crazy trunk.
You You never know what's going to pop out.
Listen, you can be insane, but you can't be a heifer. The rules is rules. You can be batshit and annoying, but you got to look good in a size 6. Them's the rules.
Okay, Mr. Trump.
Oh, if Anne was right here, I would just grab her.
Yeah, but she's not your daughter.
I wouldn't grab my daughter.
No, Mr. Trump.
I wouldn't grab Mr. Trump's daughter. I might grab Mr. Trump's daughter.
Oh, Trump might grab his daughter.
Oh, that's offensive.
That's what I do.
Yes, you're offended. Mr. Davin.
Oh, 7.
I found the address for Sheriff Johnson. He's in Paris, France.
And who's Sheriff Johnson?
One of the people she was sending money to.
Oh, dear God. She'll just send money to anybody. Can I write to her?
Sure.
I need a couple bucks. I need a new roof.
Mr. David Copper lives on 10 Drury Lane in London. Wasn't that where the Muffin Man lived?
I don't know. That would be hilarious.
I think the Muffin Man lived on Drury Lane.
Oh, my God.
Google that real quick.
I'm gonna.
Google the Muffin Man and Drury Lane.
Okay.
Because it must be.
Oh, no.
Do you know the scamming man?
No, the scamming man. The scamming man.
Do you know the scamming man who lives on Drury Lane?
Oh, my God. Wait a second. The Muffin Man. Let's see. Oh, well, there's... Wait a minute. Here's...
No, I just told you. Yeah,
yeah, he lives on Drury Lane.
Yeah. Aww.
He's the Muffin Man she's writing to.
He's delivering scams to all the boys and girls. Do you know the scamming man?
Apparently she does.
All right, write that. That'll be what this is called. Do you know the scamming man? What a maroon. They're fucking looking up nursery rhymes.
I know.
They're just fucking with her.
Well, they've used other crazy names. What was it?
Dr. Bon Jovi. So what I saw last week. Saw Dr. Bon Jovi when I was sick last week.
That's right.
So she gives me these two addresses. I go, they're both hotels.
Oh, great.
I go, Stacey Moore was a pharmacy. I'm sure there's some excuse forthcoming why this is so. Not good, Anne.
No.
Mr. Davin!
Wow, 8.
See through the truth! This is the mail from UK ECC David Copper sent to me. See through IC3 Brown Cotton's nature threats.
What?
I don't know.
Nature threats?
Not only him, but also...
I'm going to throw packets of seeds at you!
I like that. I like when the seed gets all over me. That's nice.
Nice.
Not only him, but also James Harrison Miller, Parker Desmond Green, and Eric Bohr also threaten me a lot. Fucking mafias.
I like how she's using their names, all three names, as if they're like serial killers.
Yeah, like they're in trouble.
Yeah. James Harrison Miller! You get in here!
So this is from General Duncan Hamilton, a name we have not heard before.
That's new.
Yeah. And but it's also from David, but this is to Anne from David. So, it's weird. They got other addresses going on. It's weird.
Uh-oh. These are new people.
Yes. Brown is very worried and angry with everybody.
Okay.
He's got a lot of shit going on. And he's promised to start arrest if anybody tries to fool him. I have seen your emails, Tim, and I think what you said is not good for a person to always help you.
You think?
Nothing like getting tongue-lashed by a scammer.
Well, wait a minute. Now, the barrage of insults that she throws at people, and he's saying, you really shouldn't insult people that are trying to help you.
No, no. kind of her thing, though.
Help you. Scam you.
If that was your superpower, if there was a superpower, that would be her thing. Insults.
It's insults, because she's great at them.
Yes. I have raised $300. Please try to send $700 to Brown so he can complete the certificate and come to Japan. Thanks, David. More from David Copper. Dear Anne, I was contacted by the Interpol, and they have asked to send all documents that the funds was used to be transferred from here to Malaysia and to Hong Kong. I've sent it to them. Did you hear from Interpol? You are a very lucky lady. Your funds will come out as soon as Interpol lands in Hong Kong. Contact Interpol fast now. They will be there tomorrow. Thanks, David.
Hmm.
Of course, there were spelling errors in that.
But. Well, duh.
Mr. David!
Oh, you are not nice. I was all ready with my pen, all excited. You know,
that's
how I go.
Fucking typos happen. I don't know. I think she's writing to him, though.
Yeah.
Mr. David, Eric Bohr is gone. Ha 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 ha. See his mail full of lies? I never see the gold bars. Fucking lies.
Tell me lies. Tell me sweet fucking lies.
Tell me
lies. Tell me lies.
You're going to get your money back.
Yeah. Ooh, tell me another one, Pinocchio.
I always loved you.
That's, you know, I've heard that.
Jennifer considers you like a
a ninth mother.
A mummy.
A mummy.
All wrapped up and no place to go. Now, this is to Anne from Interpol, Eric Bohr.
Oh, okay.
I have been informed by Mr. Brown that you asked me to return your money. Where is he going to get it from? When he is paid almost $8,500 from his money to assist you. These guys are sweeties.
Yeah.
I told you that I got important issues to deal with, and that is why you have to help him. All what you have to do is send to him $1,000 so that he can get the certificate and fly after 2 days, which is 48 hours, in case he didn't fucking know.
Oh, thank you for doing the math. And, oh, that's all. Just another $1,000 on top of it.
If you do not, the fees he paid will be all be of waste. I assure you 100% that the certificate will be out under 48 hours. Please kindly bear with Brown and try to send the fees for him to complete the fees for the certificate, which has already begun.
Ugh.
Regards, Mr. Eric.
They are brutal.
I go, foreign scammers issue threats.
Yeah.
I'm getting fed up.
They're brutal.
Yes. Mr. Davin!
Oh, my God. That's really 1-9.
Ha, 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 ha.
That's when she starts the email?
Yes.
Oh, God.
So the paragraph.
It's like, if you can hear it read to you, it's like, what? Close that email. Close that scary email.
This damn dame sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha. See through the truth.
They
cannot face you because they are a coward hiding at their hideouts, and this is why they do not reply to you. Shame on them. Eric Bohr is gone. See through things. All right, I'm fucking Superman now.
See through things. See through steel.
Eric Bohr is man full of lies. No, excuse me. Eric Bohr is fucking man full of lies.
Kind
of like the Burning Man.
Yeah, well, no, wait. Maybe we're taking this wrong. He's fucking a man who's full of lies?
Yeah, you got to fuck the lies out of him. That's what I always do. Fucking get lies all over the place.
Well, yeah, that's a type of truth serum.
Sure. Then this is to Anne from Eric Bohr. You have sent an embarrassing mail to my office. All the other scammers are pointing and nodding. They're not letting me play Red Rover with them.
You sent me an embarrassing mail?
An embarrassing mail.
What, did it have like underwear in it or something?
Showed a bush shot. a little Japanese muff peeking through.
That's funny.
You do not know Brown. I have met Brown in person before here in Paris. I can't believe that you were saying such words about him. ABC News cannot help you do anything because Brown is real.
Wait, can we unpack that for a second? ABC News can't do anything?
Maybe 2020. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Okay.
And you will only end up destroying yourself and that of your company and the rest of the people around you. If you know what is good for you, get the fees for the last clearance tax payment certificate and send it to Brown to help you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. You also need to apologize. You also need to apologize to Brown now. Spelled with two P's.
Wow. You scumbags. Give us the money, and you need to apologize to us.
Waiting, Mr. Eric.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm waiting. I can wait here all day, young lady. You'll apologize, and you'll send the fees.
Another email or message from Eric Bohr to Anne. Are you telling me you are heartless? With a period. You want James to stand up after 37 stitches on his body and go to look for money?
What happened to James?
I don't know.
Oh.
He gave Brown the bar he has, and Brown will sell it if you can help him get the money to get the tax. I gave you 120% assurance, okay?
So wait, so this guy is walking around with 37 stitches. He's hopping around holding this big gold bar, and he's trying to get, he's trying to get change? What?
I don't know. But he did give 120% assurance.
120%.
Yeah, not 110.
Because, yeah, but you know what? I mean, if you're good at math like that, you like to throw a little extra in for goodwill.
Sure, it's a little tip. Brown is a good guy. Thanks, Mr. Eric.
Thanks.
So then she says that sends me this mailer demon, which I guess is his old fucking email address. It's Interpol, itmp.paris.france@europe.com, which is a free website and completely full of shit.
Oh, great.
Let's see.
So she sent that saying that
she showed it to me.
That it mailed back, it bounced back?
Yeah. Mr. David.
Oh.
Eric Bohr is going, ha ha ha. See his mail full of lies. I never see the gold bars. Fucking lies. And then finally. God. This is from Eric to Ann. I have been informed by Mr. Brown that you asked him to return your money. Where is he going to get it from? When he's paid almost $855. Did we read this already?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, where's he going to get it from?
Yeah. All right. So, that's that.
Oh, my God. This is just so typical of her. She's all over the place.
It's fucking maddening.
And so, now, this seems to be that she was going back in time and explaining how she sent out more money. This isn't like her sending out fresh
money. No, right. No, she's telling me that she sent the fees.
Yeah.
And I've told her which ones are the real fucking names.
Yeah.
And she's not registering.
No. A lot of it doesn't register for her.
No.
Well, let's say we had 9 Mr. Davins, which nobody guessed that many. And we had 0 Damn It All Reds. And we had 0 so-called Melvin Santos. So, well, Joe's girl said 0 Damn It All Reds. Lisa said 0 so-called Melvin Santos. Nobody came even close to Mr. Davin, so it's a big old bust.
Yeah, you kind of sucked on that one.
Yeah, I did.
You did.
I blew.
Suck a bag of tomatoes. Suck that bag of tomatoes.
Juicy.
I think we're going to knock off early tonight.
I think we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Because how many times have we gone fucking long?
We go long all the time.
Yeah.
But listen first, to me bragging.
Well, I don't. First, let's thank some folks.
All right.
Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they ever attacked? Of course, we all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction in hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Rusfritico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself or your loved ones immediately. Email him at rusfritico@yahoo.com. That's rusfritico@yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Jen Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja manja. Jen Carelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Jen Carelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.JenCarelli'sPizzaNJ.com. That's www.JenCarelli'sPizzaNJ.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Jen Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old-world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jen Carelli's.
Okay. Let's see. Portobello's Bergen. Fucking got quick hands.
I know. Slippery suckers, aren't
I got
they?
Snatchy hands.
Wait a minute now. That's a little personal.
Ladies, line up.
Oh, God.
I'm trumping around.
You looked at me with the biggest eyes when I said that the name of one of my ice creams was Pussy Punch.
Yes.
You looked at me like, have you lost your damn mind?
I think that was the proper look.
I know, but I do you see what I did
yeah,
there?
Yeah, you put cat chips in there.
Yeah, I put cat chips in there, and I made it about pussy, but not what you thought.
Yeah. You're a fucking genius. You had everybody fooled. You're so proud of you. But then again, since you just said shit a few minutes earlier.
I know. All right, jeez.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary needs, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. What?
Nothing. It's not just a meal.
Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. On Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by me, Size Pudding Production of this show. And we'll let you know when the next show is. To learn more, go to 201-377-8990, 201-377-8990, or check out their website, PortobelloNJ.com, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
I'm sorry that you're sick, but that was really funny the way you opened.
I'm not really sick. I'm just not recovered yet.
No, I know. Yeah, it came out sort of monster-like, which was really amusing for me.
A cock. Second on the cock. Sidesplitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Comedians, murder mysteries, kids' parties, whatever you need. Santa Claus. We'll send Joe to your house. We'll dress him up as Santa Claus. You'll like him. He's merry and stuff. Sidesplittingproductions.com. 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. You got anything?
No. Nothing. I got nothing. I'm starting my new day job tomorrow.
That's something.
Yeah. I'm
Can we all come and visit?
No. Well, I'm a little apprehensive, but I hope for the best.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, if not, your Facebook will get interesting again.
Yes, yes, it will.
So there's always something there.
I know. Yeah, something to look forward to.
Either way, the show wins.
Yes, that's true.
It's really all about us.
I know, I know.
Your life is secondary, really.
I know. It doesn't matter how I'm doing, as long as the show is doing well.
Now remember that.
Okay.
I don't want to have to explain
yes,
it
again. Sir. Yeah, okay. Yes, sir. And no more shit during TRN. Yes, sir. Ugh. I know. I'm sorry. Oh. I didn't mean to do it. I just, you know.
Yeah, shit was on your tongue.
Ew.
Wednesday, October 19th, Sidesplitting Productions presents comedy at Andiamo in Haworth, New Jersey. Your headliner, Mr. Brad Lowry.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, 201-384-1551. 201-384-1551. Thursday, October 20th, Sidesplitting Productions presents live comedy at River Grill in Newburgh, New York. For tickets, call 845-561-9444. 845-561-9444. Your headliner, Brad Lowry.
Hey, I think I've heard about him.
Friday, October 21st, I'll be at the Opshawa Fire Company in West Milford, New Jersey. For tickets, 973-697-2099. 973-697-2099. Saturday, October 27th, I will be at the Boys and Girls Club of Wayne, New Jersey. Of Wayne in Wayne, New Jersey. Of Wayne in Wayne.
Hey, now.
I don't think Wayne likes us there, but here we are. For tickets, 973-956-0033. 973-956-0033. Let's see.
A little next Wayne on Wayne action.
Next week, last show for a couple of weeks. Going to take a couple of weeks off.
Yeah.
But we'll be here next week because I'm going over to the Bahamas. We'll see what type of mayhem we can do there.
I know. I'm looking forward to the bologna sandwich stories.
That's true. I do lose weight in the Bahamas.
You sure do.
And, you know, I'll have my 42nd birthday there. Second year celebrating alone on the islands.
I know. That's not quite right.
Yeah, but if you're going to be alone.
You want to be alone in the Bahamas.
Yeah, I mean, there's worse places. It is kind of sad. That's all right.
No, you know.
Family's flying in the next day.
Yeah, you know what? No. Just go out, sit on the sand, wriggle your toes in, and go, yeah, this doesn't really suck.
No, I mean, I'll take a picture.
Yeah.
I did last year. I took a selfie. Not a huge selfie guy.
Go.
But I'll take the birthday selfie.
How about take a picture in front of a bakery like they're your cakes?
Can't afford that shit.
No, just go in there and stand next to a birthday cake and take a picture.
Maybe with a rum cake.
Ooh.
I always get the rum cake. Do you like the rum cake?
Rum cake. That sounds yummy.
You've never had rum cake?
I have had rum cake. It's yummy.
It's delicious. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a real thing.
I know. Well, there was some Greek agora that I went to once where they had some kind of rum pastry that was fantastic. I don't know what they call it, so if I go to an agora, I can't even ask for it.
You know
I'm just
like,
where's the rum?
It's going to sound bad, but I like rum balls. Ever have rum balls?
Yes,
they're little
delicious.
Chocolate balls soaked in rum with sprinkles,
with little brown jimmies around it.
Jimmies, yeah. Very Philadelphia, South Jersey of you. Yeah, Is that's it? A Philly thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, we call them sprinkles up here. Yeah, it's a Philly
thing. Yeah, sprinkles.
My mom's from Philly. She calls them Jimmies.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, sprinkles are Jimmies. Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, they're freaking awesome.
Love rum balls. There's something about holding a because they're rather heavy.
Yeah.
A nice round brown ball in your hand. And you just know as soon as you put it in your mouth, you're going to get delicious goodness.
Well, I like chocolate balls with a little heft to them.
Yeah, you do.
You know, you expect that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And rum balls, too.
I like rum balls.
Are awesome.
I like them, too. I want some rum balls. I want some rum cake. I want some rum balls.
Actually, my friend Missy makes excellent, like, truffles, and I think she makes rum balls at Christmas, but she lives on Long Island, so I don't know that I'm ever going to see any of those.
Hello, we have fucking Joe.
I know. I know. I'll have to send him over.
Yeah.
Hey.
No, Joe should definitely fucking do delivery. He should.
Joe, pick up some rum balls from Missy and bring them over to me, because I love those things.
Yeah, we'll give Joe some. Why wouldn't he?
Yeah.
It's a win. He has to come here anyway.
I know.
We just have to get Missy to make them.
Yeah, I know, really.
Yeah, but then she gets to meet a celebrity.
Yes.
She gets to meet Joe.
Absolutely, and that would brighten her whole day.
Joe brightens everybody's day for a wide variety of reasons. You could be like, wow, that guy's really nice. I'm glad this guy's in my life now.
Yes.
Or, wow, that guy sucks. Glad I'm not him.
I can't believe they let him know where I live.
Yeah, I mean, either way, when you meet Joe, it's impactful.
Maybe I'll figure out how to make rum balls and make one of those, like, Anthea Cumia illness packed deliveries of goodness, of chocolate goodness.
Wait, when you meet Anthony ill?
Yeah, remember when I made him a birthday brownie and he was sick as a dog the next week?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
that was great.
Up.
Good
you
times.
You fucked up. I was Facebooking, texting with Anthony, and our boy Joe, by all accounts, did very good.
That's great.
On Anthony's show, which I did not doubt.
No, I'm sorry I didn't get to hear it, but I knew he would do well.
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
Like I said, there's no need for a second comic. You can just have Joe.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. I knew
just Joe. Yeah.
Well, no, I think you need Anthony. It's kind of his show.
Oh, well, yeah.
Anthony and Joe?
Oh, yeah, that guy, too.
Good show. So.
Awesome.
That's out there.
Yeah, maybe he'll tell us about it next week.
Or he'll yell about his soon-to-be ex.
Both.
Or he'll be exposed to public and it didn't go well.
Well, you know what? These are all three treats to look forward to.
Just got to tune in next week.
Yeah.
So we'll see you all next week. If you like us, tell a friend. You hate us.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.